All right, we're talking now with Bob Gillis, who is the president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And, Bob, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you very much, Rick. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, you know, obviously these are strange times. I know it's unprecedented in your lifetime and my lifetime. But particularly hard hit, I think, is the way that everything is closed down on Cape Ann and on the North Shore and in general in the state. But Bob, what's the first message that you would like to give out to your customers? Because I know that the main office on Main Street and Rogers Street in Gloucester has been closed down, the Cape Ann Savings Bank. But things are still going on. So what do you want to get out there to the customers?
I appreciate this opportunity, Rick. Really, what I would want to convey to our customers is that we are open for business, and we are, for bank our size, we're the most well-capitalized bank in the state of Massachusetts. We're very strong. We, in addition to FDIC insurance, we have depositors insurance fund on top of that. So it just means that your deposits are insured in full over and above the FDIC limits. We're a very strong bank. We've survived the Civil War, the Great Depression, the Great Recession, and many other difficult times. And we've always been a conservative bank, and we take care of our customers. We'll continue to do so.
I want to do everything online. I have online capabilities, but I love going in and talking to the staff at Cape Ann Savings Bank with yourself, your officers, and they've been there for a long time. They know the community, and I think that is, in this particular time, I think that's a real strength, isn't it, Bob, to have local people working there dealing with this situation?
You bet, Rick. We're a community bank. That's what we're about. Our turnover is minuscule. To your point, we have people who've been here for 10, 20, 30, and in my case, 40-plus years. And that's what we're about. We're neighbors, we're friends, we're business associates, and we're part of the community just like everybody else is. And that's what we're a KBN community, for sure. We take care of each other and especially in a situation like this, and that's what it's about. I mean, we just saw in the paper that the KPN Emergency Fund was put together, and they've done really well to raise money for that. And our bank just made a contribution of $25,000 to that fund, and that's because that's what we're about. This is the community. We're in this together, and we want to do our part.
Well, I know that everybody, when they have a fundraiser, they always start at the Cape Ann Savings Bank. I'm aware of that.
Absolutely, but, absolutely. That's what it's about, really. You know, we probably get 3 to 5 requests for funding per week over the course of the year. That's a lot of requests, and we appreciate it. We want to support the community, and really, That's what we're about.
The changes that have had to occur, you had to close down your person-to-person contact, meaning the tellers have to be protected, and, of course, the public does. And you have transitioned. Well, you tell me about the transition, Bob. You can't go into the bank anymore, so how does this work?
Sure, Rick. What we're trying to do, first and foremost, is protect our employees, because it's our employees who have to serve our customers. And so we've done everything that we can to protect our employees and minimize human contact, and that's being done by, we closed down the main facility on Main Street in Gloucester and had the walk-up window open for a while. And then to further protect our customers, we actually closed the walk-up window and rerouted business to drive-through on at 247 Main Street in Rockport, which for some Gloucester people that don't know, it's right across from the police station, just before the only gas station in the town of Rockport, right there on Main Street. And so that's what we're doing. The drive-through minimizes to the best extent possible the human contact and keeps both our employees and our customers safe.
I was pleasantly surprised at how easy it is to do transactions in that manner. You have a huge parking lot. You have two windows that are accessible by car and very easy to do your transactions. And I think that's the other thing, Bob, a couple more questions. When I make a phone call, I expect a long delay. I expect busy signals. I haven't gotten that with the bank. You have people manning the phones, and they are knowledgeable and helpful.
They're terrific. Our team, I'm so proud of our team in this, under these difficult circumstances. And speaking to the phone situation, I'll start with our receptionist, Mary Beth Stanton. She is a rock star, managing the phones, which have been ringing off the hook, and she has backup. But in general, the team has been terrific under these really stressful circumstances. Many of our customers are feeling the pressure, and that transfers to our employees. But for the most part, our customers have been understanding and really compassionate. It's been a good thing, really, in that respect.
You have a complete information packet at CapeAndSavingsBank.com that explains the situation. And Bob, if I'm not mistaken, almost all services that customers have availed themselves to are still available either online or by going to the window?
That's correct, Rick. Online, going to the window, using any of our ATMs. We also have a telephone banking service, which is pretty simple. So any of those avenues are easy. And then if you need old-fashioned cash out of a passbook or whatever the case may be, the drive-through is still the option.
I love it. All right, a couple of quick questions, and I'll let you go, Bob. Staffing, how has that changed for you? I imagine that things are really up in the air.
Yeah, what we've tried to do, Rick, is to send home as many of our employees as we can. And the reason for that is not because we don't want them, but we're trying to make it as safe as possible for everybody. And the thing is that if we send people home, they have to be on deck. They have to be in the batter's box, ready to come in if somebody tests positive here in the bank on Main Street or in the Rockport branch. And it could happen. I've told people that we have to be ready for that happening. It's possible. So either one or both of the branches could be contaminated. And what we've done is we've separated our employees. So we have people working out of Rockport, people working out of the main office here, mm-hmm. and never the twain shall meet until this is all over. We're not associating with anybody in Rockport physically, and they're not associating with us. Then we also have the Manchester branch, which we have closed down, and we have Ken Davis and Crystal Williams are checking the night box daily on that and restocking the ATM. So all systems go, but we're trying to keep people safe and make sure we have healthy people on deck if someone does test positive.
All right, I appreciate that. And finally, Bob, a question. I'm not sure if it's even answerable or an appropriate question, but are you in contact with other bank officials or state officials or federal officials? Are there people that you talk to and maybe coming up with some questions that you might have?
You bet, for sure, Rick. We have our trade associations, the Mass Bankers Association, and they're coming out with information once or twice a day, updating us on the different resources that are out there. Small Business Administration is coming up with different funding programs that can help our commercial customers. We've been in touch with the city. We have been in touch with our fellow bankers, Pat Thorpe up at Bank Gloucester. I've been in contact with him. Again, we're all in it together. We've been in touch with the police, fire, you name it. And we're all in this together, and we've got to share our resources to the best extent possible.
All right, Bob, is there anything else that you'd like to mention that maybe I didn't ask?
No, really, the point is I don't want anybody to be concerned that they have anything to worry about as far as KPN Savings Bank closing its doors or any of the local banks. All of our local banks are strong and in good shape, and people don't have anything to worry about. We're going to get through this. It may take a while, but we will get through this, and We'll come out the other side for sure, having learned a lot.
All right, Bob, be safe. That is Bob Gillis, who is the president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.